Where are you? Are you at home or you're?
Yes. No, no, I'm at home. I'm at home in my bedroom.
Your bed. Oh, what are you doing this morning?
Nothing. I'm studying.
Oh, you're studying. You're studying English, German, French. What language are you studying?
At this moment, English, because I need to do an exam next month.
Benvenuto in questo episodio di Inglese Vero Podcast. Oggi parlerò con Stefano, un mio vecchio studente che risale agli albori di inglesevero.it, uno dei primissimi studenti del programma online di Inglese Vero, che oggi si ritrova a studiare come interprete e traduttore, si ritrova ad aver viaggiato moltissimo, ad aver usato l'inglese per lavoro e per la sua vita privata, e ci racconterà le sue vicissitudini e tante altre avventure dietro all'inglese vero. Buon ascolto.
Can you speak about yourself a little bit? What's your name? Where you live? Where you're from? What do you do, etc. So just a few information about yourself, if you want, just a few minutes.
I'm Stefano, or Stefano, it depends on the British accent.
Yes.
I'm 34 years old. I'm from Osimo in Ancona, near Ancona.
Uh-huh.
I work as a social media manager. I live with my parents in Osimo.
Where is Osimo? Is it in Italy? But where is it? Is it north of Italy, central Italy, south?
In the center of Italy.
The center of Italy. Is it in the mountains or on the coast?
Near the coast.
Yeah. Near the coast.
In a hill.
On a hill.
On a hill.
Is it beautiful? Do you like your town or would you like to go somewhere else?
No, it's a beautiful town. It's an old town, a very old town.
It's a medieval town, isn't it?
No, medieval. It's a Roman age town.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yes.
I didn't
very
know.
Very old.
I didn't know. I am terrible at history. So you said you're a social media manager, aren't you?
Yes.
You work as a social media manager. But at the moment you said that you are studying. So what else do you do apart from social media, the social media job? What do you...
I'm studying languages at university and online university, because my ambition is to do a teacher or work as an interpreter or traductor.
Translator.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, it's okay. You know, you see, I like to interview also my ex-students or Italian people, because people will understand that to speak English you don't have to be perfect. You know, if you make a mistake,
yes,
it's okay. You know,
yes.
There is no problem.
You can learn more with the mistake.
Yeah. If you make a mistake, you learn better and faster. Stefano, I call you Stefano because in English I know the story. Also, they call me Stefano. Stefano, tell me a little bit about our history together. When, you know, we met a long time ago. Can you tell me a little bit about that? You know, it was 2016.
We met as 2016, maybe.
Yeah, I think
4
so.
Years ago. Yeah. Yes, because I needed to learn English, because my English level was very, very, very terrible. My English ability was the cat is on the table, no more.
Yeah, I remember that, and you called me. We started the online lessons, you know?
Yes.
There wasn't the problem of coronavirus, but we started online lessons, and I remember that you were very motivated, weren't you?
Yes. I was very motivated because I needed to learn English for my job and because I wanted to go abroad to learn English or to work abroad.
Yeah.
I needed then, absolutely to learn English.
Yeah, you needed it. And then after four or five years, it depends because it's February. Yeah, I don't remember if it was June or May. I don't remember.
After September, after summer, maybe.
Oh, September. Okay, so 4 years then, 4 years ago. After 4 years, now you're speaking English as if you were speaking Italian, you know?
Yes.
How does it feel? How do you feel about this today? Do you feel happy about that?
Yes, I feel happy because now I can see a film in English without subtitles. I can understand more podcasts and especially also radio, online radio, or speak English, for example, BBC or any other English radio online.
And it's cool, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you think you learn this in a short time, or for example, when you started with me after 1 year, were you as fluent as today, or it took you more years to become very fluent?
I took more year because now it's difficult to speak all of English phrases or words because there are a lot of rules, a lot of idioms, phrasal verbs. It's very difficult now.
Yeah, it could be complicated, but. Yeah. As I say to my students, if you never give up, you always have results, no? You insist, and 4 years now. 4 years is not a long time, because usually, you know, when you go to school, prima media, seconda media, you know, it takes many, many years, and the results are usually very low. You see the...
Yes.
The typical student at school don't speak English, you know, so 4 years is not bad. And what other experiences did you have to help you speak English? You know, you did a course with me, you study on your own, but what other experiences helped you a lot?
I went to Ireland in Dublin to study English and I stayed in a host family for 2 months and it was the most exciting experience I had to learn English because you need to speak only English and you are alone. You are
good.
Alone in a city that you had never visited, so it was complicated but very, very good.
So you learn the language, but
the language.
Also you had an exciting life experience, didn't you?
Yes, because it's completely different from Italy. The Irish life is completely different.
Yeah,
like, for example, the dinner table at 6 o'clock in the afternoon. very, 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 very different.
You know, I remember when, because I was in Ireland too, my first trip to learn English was in Ireland and was in Dublin. So we have this in common. We both have Stefano as a name, and we both went to Ireland first. And my host family, prepared my dinner at 4:30 p.m. it was a very, very Irish family, and you know, 5 p.m. the dish was on the table, and then you could eat at 5, 5:30, 6. The dish was there, and you could eat whenever you wanted. Amazing.
Yes, me too.
It was beautiful. I loved it, though. I loved it. I like the the times of Irish life. I like Irish life. Did you have other experiences in English? Because I remember that you worked abroad, not only studied.
Yes. I worked for Costa Cruise Entertainment. I work as an entertainer in a cruise ship of Costa for about 6 months.
Oh, so it's a longer experience, huh? In Ireland, six months.
6 months, yeah, 6 months in Costa Cruise. It was very complicated for the job because all time you have to stay with the person, with people, speak a lot of languages, not only English, but also French, German, Spanish.
You're a kind of polyglot. You speak a lot of languages.
A lot of languages, yes. I speak better English and Spanish because I went to Argentina for 2 months, so I learned a lot of Spanish. But Spanish is not very spoken in the world.
Spanish is not very common, no. You went to Argentina. When did you go to Argentina? Before learning English or after? I don't remember.
No, before. I went to Argentina when I studied at university.
Oh, do you know that we also have this in common? Because I learned Spanish in Argentina and I went to Argentina for 2 months. You didn't know this, did you?
No, I didn't.
What a coincidence. Two Stefanos, they went to Dublin and they went to Argentina to learn Spanish. Amazing. That's a funny coincidence. I loved Argentina, didn't you?
Yes, I love too.
Yeah.
Especially people. Very, very nice.
Amazing. Actually, I think Argentina and Ireland, they have something in common because people are friendly.
Yes,
in a different way. And there is good meat.
Sí, also asado.
Asado, beautiful.
Empanadas.
Did you do any sports in Ireland or in Argentina when you were abroad? Did you go horse riding or?
No, in Argentina, no, because I went for a missionary trip. I stayed with young children and poor people.
Okay.
In Ireland, I went to gym because near my host family, there was a big gym. So I went to gym for 2 months.
Oh, you went to the gym. Big gym sounds like big gym. Anyway,
it was two floor of gym.
Yeah, because you know when I was in Ireland many years ago, I went to Ireland in 2000, and it's amazing because in 2000 in Dublin there were very few gyms. I mean, sports, it wasn't a cultural thing, you know.
Yes.
Now today things have changed. Actually, there wasn't the internet. The internet wasn't very common. So, wow. Long time has passed. Okay, Stefano. I think it was a very, very good conversation. Actually, better than the other time because it's...
Yes.
Yeah, you see? So repetition is always good because people don't know, but we tried this conversation a few days ago, but we had some technical problems. So we repeat it, and if you repeat, no, it's better. You make a mistake, no problem. Start again.
Never give up.
Never give up, my friend. Never give up. So thank you very much, Stefano, and see you next time for another conversation.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Stefano.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Complimenti per essere arrivata alla fine dell'episodio. Congratulations. Good job. Il consiglio che do sempre per questi episodi di listening è di riascoltare l'episodio più volte e anche nel passive listening, ovvero ascoltare l'episodio mentre fai altro, mentre sei in macchina, senza prestare troppa attenzione. Se invece vorrai fare un esercizio di approfondimento per imparare delle cose concrete, pratiche in questo episodio, oggi ti faccio fare un'inversione di ruolo. L'inversione di ruolo è che adesso tu riascolterai questo episodio, prenderai appunti sugli errori che sentirai da parte mia e da parte di Stefano, perché nonostante il mio livello è molto alto, il livello di Stefano è molto alto rispetto alla media, comunque gli errori ci sono, e ti sfido a trovare degli errori, errori grammaticali, errori di pronuncia, errori di intonazione, errori di vocabolario, alcune parole usate rispetto ad altre quando invece sarebbe meglio usarne una rispetto all'altra. Insomma, ti sfido a fare un lavoro di ricerca, prendi nota, mettile sui commenti, almeno io ti potrò rispondere e potremo insieme discutere sulla precisione o imprecisione e sul motivo per cui questi errori sono abbastanza comuni. Aspetto il tuo feedback, non vedo l'ora. Bye bye and see you on the other side.